Let me put myself up on the screen there. That'd be helpful, probably. Get myself in the middle. All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about on this election. The first thing, I think I want to go back to the Georgia Voter Rights Act. If you remember that, everybody was up in arms about how terrible the Georgia laws were, the new voting laws that they passed. They were anti-minority, they were anti-black, they were anti-everybody. Major League Baseball bailed out of Atlanta for the All-Star Game. And other companies said they were going to relocate to other places because of these unjust voter laws. But guess what? the voter turnout was immense in Georgia. Pretty amazing turnout of folks. Early voting was off the charts, and it was a pretty easy vote for most people. We didn't hear anything about voter collection boxes. We didn't hear anything about intimidation at the polls. We didn't hear anything about minorities not being afforded their franchise to vote freely. And all of this was much ado about nothing, apparently, because the voter laws in Georgia, I haven't heard a single complaint of anyone not being able to vote. Shane's having some issues getting online, so hopefully he will join us here shortly. But the other interesting thing about this race was the money. $158 million in for Warnock. Wow. Versus about $50 million for Walker. The outside money flowed in from Democrat voters and Democrat supporters, I should say. And it was no contest on the money side of it. So pretty impressive for to get that kind of money in a state race for the Senate. So going to be quite an interesting next 2 years. The other thing I wanted to look at, let me pull it up here, is the wrong one. Let's try this one. The difference between November 8th and December 6th, everything looks pretty much the same, except if you look at Augusta on the map on the right-hand side, Warnock picked up a lot more in that area, took Atlanta. Everything else was pretty much the same, couple of things there. But as we see in almost every single election, the whole state is red, except for the populated areas, the large cities, Savannah, Macon, Augusta, Athens, and Atlanta, of course, being the largest. So this is another reason why we have an electoral college, because that is, you know, if we didn't have that, then a few 25 cities would be deciding the president each time we have an election. The other thing we've got to think about, too, is that this is the first time that a president since FDR didn't lose senators in the midterms. In fact, every senator was reelected or new ones were also put in. So everybody, we still have, with Warnock now winning, we'll have 51 senators on the Democrat side in the Senate. And we'll talk about what that means shortly. But this turned out pretty much the way I thought it would turn out. I thought Warnock would win. I didn't think Walker was a very strong candidate. I didn't think he performed very well. He didn't, take on the issues. Warnock is certainly no choir boy. He has his own issues, but Walker, I think, was not a very good speaker. Wasn't a very good communicator. Being a Heisman Trophy winner and a football star and all that will only take you so far. And you've got to get on the issues and the things that are important to voters. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night for you and it was for Walker. So we'll see how this plays out as we go along. Let's see. Yeah, John's weighing in. I guess the Democrats in Georgia don't mind paying $5 for a dozen eggs under Biden. Well, that's certainly true, John, and that's the other thing that I want to talk about a little bit as we wait for Shane. He's trying to get in. He just popped up there, and oh my God, he might actually be there. There he is. All right, finally made it, I guess. So I don't know. He's not moving very fast, but we'll see if he's on or not. So, are you there, Shane, or not? I guess not. Okay, I don't hear him. I don't see anything.
Oh my God!
There he is. Yeah, he's having some issues here this morning. So I don't know. He's left again. So apologize for that, but hey, it's winter, you know, there's snow, so nothing runs smoothly when you're doing things live. So the other thing I wanted to talk about briefly was which GOP group stayed home, and I think this was Walker as well. Warnock being a minister or a priest, well, he's not a priest, but he's a pastor or whatever he is in some off-the-wall church down there, I guess. But you got to remember, this is the Bible Belt of America. This is, you know, the Bibles and guns. That's what everybody down there clings to. And so that's where we find ourselves. I think Walker's abortion deal sealed the fate for him in that. You know, in another state, he may have done much better. But I think with abortion being on the ticket, we talked about this in other podcasts, that whether abortion was physically on the ticket, or it was on the ticket in most voters' mind. And that was a sensitive topic, I think, for GOP voters. So I think some of the evangelicals stayed home, or else they held their nose and voted for Warnock instead. So that's where we see this race going. So what does this mean to the Senate? Well, if Walker had won, then all of the committees would be 50-50. So that would mean you have an equal number of votes in each committee, Democrat and Republican, and they could fight over what goes to the floor. But they're going to have to now all of the committees are going to have one more Democrat than they're going to have a Republican in the Senate. So that means it'll be easier for the Democrats to bring things to the floor, and for Schumer to pass them and get them done. Being 51, Joe Manchin is not always going to have the power that he had before, because he and Sinema have been the two sticking blocks in the sides of the Democrats. But with Camilla still being able to break ties, so if Manchin or Sinema, either one, break rank with the Democratic Party, then whatever proposals they bring to the floor will pass. And the other really sticking point here that's always been a bone of contention for me is that I think a Supreme Court justices should be a 60 vote majority, and they're only 50. So if any of the conservative judges die or leave for whatever reason, they are, you know, that's where we are. So I don't know if we've got Shane up there or not, or not. Are you there, man? Yep, guess not. All right, he's not moving. He's not. He's gone. So, all right. Well, the other thing we've got to talk about briefly is what effect will this have on the 2024 election? Because usually in the midterms, the party out of power picks up seats, and this was an issue in this election. As I mentioned earlier, Biden will be the first president since FDR that has not lost Senate seats in the midterms. And that's, what is that? Jesus, the 1940s, 80 years, almost. So that's pretty telling as to where our politics are headed. So if this midterm is any indication, and another thing that's going to happen over the next 2 years, these states are going to start deciding what they're going to do about abortion. So that's going to be somewhere in there. So as we mentioned, John weighs in again. Kamala won't have a given deciding vote as much. Yeah, that's I guess that's good and bad. And the other thing is, will Biden run again? And that's the other thing that the Democrats have to figure out is, are they going to have to pull him aside and say, look, Joe, you know, you've already seen where his cognitive mindset is now. What is that going to be in 2 years from now? He'll be in his, he'll be over 80. Obviously, he's 80 now, so he'll be 82 at least when he runs again. And I think the Democrats are trying to run more candidates that are in the 40s, you know, that age group. And I don't blame them. I think we should have younger blood in there. These guys that have been in there for 40 years, 50 years, whatever. You know, that gets a little old. So I think they may look at some of the younger governors or, you know, some of the other people and maybe ask Joe to step aside. And because, you know, if he runs again, you know, I don't think Trump can beat Biden again. Trump's just got too much baggage. He just really does. I mean, I wish he would run. Well, he is going to run and I wish he would be elected, but that's not. Probably not going to happen. Will DeSantis run? He's having a meeting with, you know, his donors, and I'm sure that is going to come up. You know, Trump has a lot of baggage. DeSantis may decide this is my shot. I know a lot of people think, well, DeSantis might run with Trump as vice president. I don't think that's going to happen. Will Pence run? You know, he and Trump had bad blood over January 6th. So is that gonna be an issue? So there's a lot to think about between now and 2024. So we'll see how this plays out. It's certainly going to be entertaining over the next 2 years with the House. Of course, all money bills start in the House. So the Republicans may be able to put the kibosh on spending of the of Congress. The downside for the Senate is that there's going to be 2 years worth of liberal judges that are going to fly through, just like Trump did with conservative judges. So look for a lot more liberal judges to take the bench. And, you know, that's not going to be a good thing. John thinks maybe Trudeau shut down Shane's free speech like China. So thanks for that, John. Yeah, that's probably it. I'm sure Trudeau is taking Shane off the air. So we'll have to see. Yeah. Well, every once in a while they have issues up there in Canada, you know, so it's tough to get through sometimes. So, we'll see how that goes as Shane goes along here. So, hey, one thing I got to remind you of, hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment. We appreciate that. So does YouTube and Facebook and all of that. They'll move us up in the rankings a little bit. So we'd appreciate that very much. Just click the little subscribe button down in the lower right-hand corner of the screen or underneath the video. Either one will get you, done there. So we would really appreciate that. We picked up several subscribers as we've gone along. So we're very happy. We're very happy about that. So we appreciate all of you new folks joining us. And, So, I guess some final thoughts on this. you know, this election, as I said, went pretty much as the way I thought it would. And also the midterms went pretty much the way I thought they would, too. I predicted the House would be 221 to 225. It's, I think, 222. I predicted the Senate would go to the Democrats, and it did. So the next 2 years is going to be a complicated 2 years. Who's going to run for president? Is Biden going to be in there? Is it going to be DeSantis? Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be some unknown like Jimmy Carter to come out of nowhere? I guess, you know, as I say, it's going to be a really interesting 2 years. So we're happy to be here, happy to be on radio as well. And I should mention that, of course, that we are the award-winning Tom and Shane. We're on radio every Saturday from 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can listen live at KMMSAM.com. KMMS, don't forget the AM.com. And you can listen. All you got to do is click listen now. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to join anything. You don't have to do anything except listen. And you can call us. You can text us. You can communicate with us in several different ways. And if you want an indication of what we do on radio, we just passed 10,000 downloads of our shows. So they're all at KMMSAM.com. Also, just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you can go over and listen to commercial-free radio shows that we have done and get an idea of what we do and what kind of callers we get and all of that sort of thing. So we hope that you will take advantage of that. That's every Saturday at 8 to 11 Mountain Time. And as I mentioned, if you subscribe and ring the notification bell, you'll always be notified no matter what time zone you're in when we're going to be on. And we're on every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and on radio, of course, every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. So we hope that you will follow us and join up and be part of our little family, and we would appreciate it. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for me this morning, I think. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being here. And we will see you on the radio. Well, we'll hear you on the radio on Saturday, I guess. And we'll see you in another podcast next Tuesday. So that's it for me. And thanks for watching.